שמאי והפטורים קיבלו מהם. שמאי אוהב את המולוך לסנות את הרבונס ועל פספר על הראשו. והפטורים זאת חכום יותר בדבריכם שמתחו בחדס קולוס וציגו למוקי מים הרואים, איש התלמידים הבנחיכם, ימוס ונצא שם שמיים נסחלו. So we have the first Shmaya says of Hevesa Melacha. Now, so Shmaya and Hevesa Melacha is not our bodies. Hazug hazeh shim Shmaya v'Avtalyon gam kein bo lehazir v'dobo sh'ita godl mo'it tzorech elah v'odom u'bifrat hanhoge shesh l'odom abriyas m'she tikn hazug hazeh shenim gam kein k'mo chetiz baya v'kuro be'alma lifnei zeh כי יש לו דם חיבו בנו דם שהוא דן בשפט עליהם. So, this is part of the kesha, you know, it's part of the general mahalach of things, of people around you. And he had mentioned before that people you're being done in shefet, you also have some sort of shayches. So now he's going a step further. If אתה בו הזוג הרבי לתק אין הוגם הבריא שאין לו כל כך חיבו לב בזוג שלפני זה, כבעל הסרורה, בוודאי גם כי יש לו חיבו לעמר שהוא מסתר עליהם. הבעל הסרור has to have some חיבו, obviously, or else that is not shaykh to it at all. Like he speaks about Melech, we mentioned a while back, that a Melech has to have some sort of, even though he's Nivdol, we can't not be Melech, but there has to be some sort of cash, or else you can't be mistar on it, if you don't have any cash. But מכל מוקר מדעים החיבו, על החיבו שיש לו עדיין מהציבו. שעדיין הוא לטויבס הציבו לשבת עצם. עדיין is very specifically שייך to the people that he's... In other words, you're coming, two people are coming with a problem to the Dayan to work out the problem between them. A Dayan is not a cloistic position, like I'm the Dayan. A Dayan is someone that does the Torah. מה שאין כן, הוא מקום מוקר, שדד אבא בלסור אדם, הוא מבקש טויבה לעצמוי, כמוי שאומרו אין מקרמס אדם, אלו לפי הנעוצם. Like it says that the Balirish Roshus are the kind of people only in Tzarech Atzman. So the first thing is defining, and he's going to speak about it a little bit later, is defining the Baal Tzara as somebody who is sees it as his own godless, and the Mela everybody else is for his Taiva. That's what he's doing over here. So it, as opposed to a Dayan who be'etzim is helping the people. I mean, people came to him with a problem and he's solving it for them. The Baal Sur is somebody who wants to occupy a position above and beyond society. Ve'oid machmas goy la'im v'ayir sh'baal Sur al'oitzim sh'im tachtav enko kach hakir v'chib aleim. And also there's the din of Sayim Tosim Alecha, Sh'teim Osal Alecha. It's a built-in richuk between the Baal Sur and the people.
Is he saying a melech is mavakish tevas atzmai?
When it comes to the Tzad Hara, and he'll later explain the Nekuda when he's talking about the difference between Erevus HaMelechus and Tzad Habonis, the next piece. But he means the Baal HaSurara that is usual. The person who is a Baal HaSurara, normally, the normal Parnesim are Mevakish Tevis Atzmam, as opposed to the way it should be. We'll see when he speaks about Erevus HaMelechus and Tzad Habonis. Obah Zugaz HaLetakein Es Zeshama Erevus HaMelechus and Tzad Habonis was Surah. So he's talking about Snos Rabbanis, that's Surara. So obviously when he's talking about Snos Rabbanis, he's talking about not when you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim. It's not something that, obviously being a Melech or a Manhik or a Rav is a very, very chashuv thing. He's talking about the Surah that he's going to explain it. Obazur is attacking Zodan Ba'avira. V'zesha roi shi Hashem Shemayim ol v'idei chachamim. Kinsis ha'pitz yuma perek yom kippurim. So the Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be projected by the Baal HaSurara. She'odem koyre v'shoyne u'mishamish v'chachomim v'dibura b'nachs ma'briyas u'mekho u'maso u'matonet v'shuk no'er in Hesleis and Bemuna. Mabrius, Aimim Olof, Asher Plain, Shalom, Terra, Kam Yotam, Drochov, Kam Sukon, and Maisa. Ova Kos Aimim, Vayemel, Li, Abdi, Api, Shalom, Shalom, Choy, Spoyer, which is five Sir Sailam. So the first Nakuda he's making is the Av, the Tikkun of the Balas Rora in Av and Yira, certainly in Av is the hard one to understand, is that you can project a certain element which will be Ma'ahev HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Briyas. So we're not talking so much about your own Avos Hashem as much as since the whole Tafkid of Durara is for others, then we're talking about how you're projecting for others. And I'm going to start by explaining the mission, and we'll get a better sense of what he's going for. V'adavu shukvayt ha-teira v'kvayt ha-mokoyim v'gorim lehoi v'ashem yisbarach kashe ein tamet chochem tzorech levnei adam. This, in a certain sense, is the crux of what he wants to say. In every position, Lamasha, let's take a parent. So a parent that is mechanech and madrich his kid, so that the kid does the right thing, and he gives the kid the right hadrach and chinuch and money, whatever it is. That's a parent. That's the guy who's a parent. A parent whose metzius is that he's living off his kids are supporting him, is a mevuze. I mean, there's a Yiddish expression that you hear from older people, no nit onkumet to the kinder. You know, I shouldn't need to take from my kids money, physical help, emotional help. I shouldn't be a nitzach to them. More subtly difficult is a father, Lamashal, who wasn't matzliach, and he needs his kids to be his chassidim. His kids should dance around him and say, ach, gewaldik, you're a gadol. That, in a sense, is a terrible bizoyan, because you're taking a point where a person is supposed to be mezgala as a mashpia, and instead he's a mushpa. Let's go specifically to a point that he's talking about. It's a very fundamental nekuda. A person's most fundamental sense of kavod in the bria is when the person is self-sufficient. A person was created by Kadosh Baruch Hu to earn his own schar because of Nahama de Kisufa. So certainly real Nahama de Kisufa, a person who really, really can't earn his own bread, is a buzzy. And the Gemara says, there's a Gemara in the Durim, an extraordinary Gemara. The Gemara says, if a person makes a neder, the Gemara gives a dugma, I think it's in the sugya of the Shogos, a little bit further on. If a person makes a neder that I won't be toying by you anything if you don't take from me a matana, and vice versa, that I won't give you hanaf if you don't give me anything. So the Gemara explains the logic between the different nedarim. The Gemara says the person comes with a taina, lav malko ano, because you're hivna of loikom akablis. I'm not a king that I can afford to give you all the time and not get anything back. I should have to treat you the whole time and never get from you back. I can't do that. I'm not a king. The other side is lav kalba ano. I'm not a dog that the Kamishanis Minoch, like a Hivnalach, that I keep getting from you and I don't give you anything. In other words, a Kelev is always a shuffle. Shiflis, a Kelev is considered, somebody that shuffles is a Kelev. So on the axis of living on your own or completely living off somebody else, you have all built on, are you self-sufficient financially or not self-sufficient? It says the Levon is Boisha to look at the son, Bipigimasa, because she's getting from the son, and the Mela she's Mizbayish. The Busha, the most elementary Busha on a person is when he is a Makabel, because then he doesn't have his own existence. A Gadol v'samach al shalhaviv is called a Katan. Any person that his own Kiyum is not justified by himself, I, the living being, cannot plow enough of a field to grow enough wheat to keep myself sustained, be'etzem, I'm lacking the entire Metzias Adam. That is working. And that the lack of working is a busha. Of the lack of being self-sufficient by one's own means is a cause for a busha. You also become, it's for the same reason why people look down at you if you can't support yourself. To look down at a person that lives modestly is not a midah teva. To look down at a person that can't support himself, it's correct. In other words, if a person can't justify his own means, then he's lacking, he's not an adam. We have, on a practical level, we have an overriding inyan that Talmud Torah's deiche even this, and since we could not have people sitting and learning if there wasn't a system of taking, so that it's an overriding of it. It's not preferred, but it's overriding it. Secondly, the on a deeper level, a person whose ruchnistic sense, whose ruchnistic accomplishments are meager, so he's not self-sufficient. In other words, his maisim are not worth holding him around in the world. For the 15 minutes that he davens mincha ma'ariv, that's not a reason for a kiyum. It's the fact that he's supporting a yid who's sitting and learning. The fact that he mischabed to somebody else, it's in his chus. But those are, it's important not to confuse the dargis. Those are subtle dargis, they're emes. But it doesn't take away the fact that when you live off somebody else, there's a darga at which you are a shuffle. And the mele, it's a lack of covet. If the Talmud Chacham does not need people, it gives him a very different standing. Take a look. When Klal Yisrael wanted to rank out Moshe Rabbeinu, so they're willing to lie. And they said about him any lie they could pick any lie they wanted about Moshe's Midas. They could invent any chazon. What was the chazon they invented? Amri b'shalmes of the shkolim, bitu achrei Moshe d'boya hola, tre amuroi pliki. Chad oma l'shvach, v'chad oma l'gnai. What are the ones that said l'gnai? What did they say? They kept looking. They said, chame shake, chame kare, chame pirke. Look at his feet and his Belliant. Look how fat Moshe Rabbeinu is. Ochal miyudoi, he eats on our cheshem, shosem miyudoi, drinks on our cheshem, umadle miyudoi, and he, everything else is plucked off from the Jews. Umadom aleshvach, they would say, machmit tzadika mizachi adkan. They would say, take a look at this schiyat to see the tzadik. But what he sees here, Udvarim ele b'sheker, it was sheker, ki moyshe heshem misozah shaluchos. Ve'im kol zeh yomer b'sheker. So l'mais, you see that the lie that they wanted to chap Moshe Rabbeinu on, the nekuda that they invented to rank him out, was, he's sitting off us. L'mais, at the end of the day, he's got no way to support himself. All it is he's living off us. So he says, "V'dava the goyim bav nesein a bittel kvedat Torah, ve'eich kasher ube'emes." And certainly, how terrible it is when it's emes. "V'dava the goyim bav nesein a bittel kvedat Torah, shem lo Spanishim by Saturimis Allah Maila Maila. I mean, if a Rav would not live off his community, they would respect him immensely more. Gamoy Mochicha Satsibu, they'd be Mochich the Tzibu. Ki Ashma Satsibu Beroshim. They would know that the Klal Yisrael's problems are on them. Well, I hear no simpanim. They have no reason to favor one over the other. Ach after kimush at tzichim lehem kol rav koina od latzmai, being that they need them, so every person who has money buys his rav. It's very, very sharp l'shaynis. Ulekacha meshmaya er v'tzam locha sos abonis shua marchik es amalocha. Val yachshav ke amalocha ina kvodei. He shouldn't, so the person will think like this. If I repair washing machines in my spare time to make a parnasa, that's a bizoyan. But if I'm tolling another person, let's just be misplaying 1 second on one nekuda. I just want to kind of add a connection to it. When we see a person walking around leisurely, he has money that comes in from investments, from his fields, that somebody else is working, so on and so forth, we definitely see a certain nekuda of covet in it, in the sense that this person doesn't have to work. The money is kilu, his be'etzim. That's why Ashiris has a certain need of nechbadistim. A lower darga is a person has to schlep heavy refrigerators to make ends meet. But a still a lower darga than that is a person who's not schlepping refrigerators and someone else is doing it for him. So there's a certain sense by people that Rabbanis is chashuv because you don't have to work, somebody else is working for you, and malacha is bad. V'al yachshav ke malacha in a kvoidi, adraba, ha malacha neisenes l'odom kovid. Omer perik ha-noidim en avushul, Reb Yehuda karava ozul be medrash shokul gulfa al tzeifay. It says when Reb Yehuda would go to his medrash, he would take along the jar, the thing to sit on it. V'omar g'doyla malacha shem chavetes baleo. He would say that Malach is chashuv, and therefore he has to mechab himself. Anything that a person can do to serve himself is a chshivas. So the doing anything not to depend on people is something which is a chshivas of a person. A person who does malacha is being misasik b'chvoidei. So first of all, malacha is good because it's matzalzot from all sorts of various, whether it's a giyashtei mishkas oven, whether it's the fact that he doesn't have to compromise a monetary yonim, but still, alkol ze nesenas ekovet gamke. The yisnas rabbonis hamachik hamalacha b'shvil asra. The kikam chetam shol shes b'shra. The oike kol chet v'chol pesha b'tzibet tol b'al asra shesh b'el l'pats. Now, let's talk about this. Let's be a little more lively on this opinion. First of all, the practical level. The word in the Torah used to describe children is taf, which is related very much to the word tuffel. In other words, in the Seder Habriya, just like a tree, the roots schlep up the water, it branches out, it gives it to the leaves. The mekabel is bottled to the nisin, and if it stops raining, the leaves dry out first, and the root much later dries out. Everything goes from the outside inwards. A person who lives off someone else is totally in him, and that becomes an inherent deficiency. Maimer hamusker. It's one of the inherent problems with the Rebbe and the Bnei Yisrael. You can't be supported by the state, established and supported by the state, and be quote unquote independent in your thinking. The Essen can't be. There's no way that the minister of the security minister can make a plan against his own country. If you're supported by somebody, somebody's holding you out, that's who shliach you are, Betzim. Who's the Baal Mammon? Who's the Baal Dover? So that's a practical. But in the oimik of it, the Yetzirah and something always lies to the core of the issue. And therefore, since Malchus and Tzrara Kitikunai is supposed to be the Mashpia Be'etzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech is the Mashpia to the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his Malchus on the Bria, it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits back and listens to Zichya Melech. That's what he gets at. It means he is Mashpia Chochmosoi and Hanagosoi onto the Bria. That's the vehicle, the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhogis to Malchus. A personal Srara is the total expression of Mashpia. If I am the greatest in the nation, means I have to be Mashpia of the nation. If a person takes it for himself, then automatically he's flipping it around Nakata Lakata. Let's take an example, not for money. Let's say a person says a shir for people because he wants to teach them. He sees people around him who don't know that my arts, and he wants to teach them. So for no money, he gets up, he finds people that can't learn, he sits with them and shows them, this is what this word means, this is vayyema, vayyidab, and so on and so forth. So the person is a p'china of elikim to these people. It's because it's kulei hashpa. Chachmah starts from the chachmah, is the highest sphere, it starts from the top and it goes down. That is kitikunai. Let's say the person has an ego problem, and unless he's up on the stage being a shir, he feels down. And let's say the person has a problem, he's bored, he needs to say shir to keep himself interested. Let's say the person someone told him you need to do it as a shibut so that you'll sit and learn. If you'll have to say a shir, you'll have a shibut. So all of those cases, he's made himself into a makabel from the audience. So he's not being mashpia to the audience. The audience is being mashpia to him, his needs, whether it's covered, whether it's money, whatever it is. He's being mehafich, the seder advarim, min hakotze lakotze. In the mahalach of ma ni bechinam, as ata bechinam, the bechinam doesn't mean don't take money. The bechinam means that you're mashpia. Torah is the ultimate hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Bria. A person who's being melamed Torah is the mashpia onto the rabbin. And the mailer, the person himself, is setting himself up. If there's other inyanim involved, then he's being ma'afich the entire surah of Torah. And that's why it's greater so much ra on the Bria. So the person, instead of teaching the other what they need to know, he's going to say shir that he wants to give. I have a very good shtickle Torah here, I'm going to say it. Doyle doesn't need to hear it, doesn't want to hear it, doesn't care for it, I'm going to say it. The person will not, there'll be the male kilkulim, but the kilkulim that starts is mamish and the sherish. And that's very difficult. It starts with the money also. If the person is doing it, if the person is doing it because of money, so the shortcuts that he'll take on the mail of the shortcuts. So they're the Baal Batim over me. I'm not the Baal Bas over them. One of my shveres on Huggis, people who learned the yeshiva, my shver never took a penny from the yeshiva even to live on. Even when he went to America four times to raise money for the yeshiva, he paid his own ticket. He had some ways of having his own money. He was a big chacham in investments, and he never took, the kitzenius never took anything. No, it's not a pruta from the yeshiva. And it's hard, my shvet was never talked about his anhagis, so you couldn't discuss it with him, really. But I guess from being with him, just getting a sense of things, the sense was he automatically reverses his role. Instead of navigate the yeshiva to where it ought to go, whether he's right or wrong, but at least he's doing what he's supposed to do. The minute the yeshiva becomes his parnasa, so he's asking himself, what's the best mahalach for me? I'm reversing my role, the etzem. So the inyan of ehoyves amalachas nazarbanis is in tchunas hanefesh, a person should welcome the independence that malach gives him. If I can earn my living with 6 hours a day of hard work, and then I can be a mashpia to the olam, so that's gewaldic. The rabbanis part, the nesius reish part, is a burden to me. So what he's saying over here is, like you asked before about a melech and so on, that's exactly the point. If the person understands that covet is, if a person relates to covet the etzim, if I'm a person that stands on my own 2 feet, then I am a nichbat. And if I need to come on to somebody else, I'm a nikla. Then the person has the right attitude and everything else also. And if the person doesn't have it, then it's the other way around. That's the point that he's making over here. The Rambam, it's one of the things that I guess is important. It's important to get the right surahs at Varim. One of the differences between learning up a sugya like a betera or deharing the piskei dinah like a balabas is the tfisas advarim. The matzav today is, with the rare exception of somebody who's got either a big yerusha or tremendous business acumen or whatever, it's not shaykh to have any real talmid chachamim who are not taken from a kohel. From a tzibur, from a call, from whatever it is. And that's the right thing to do. Mishapur speaks about it a lot, about this Rambam. Mishapur speaks about the end of Chelek Beis, about that, you know, he brings all the Makaris that you're supposed to take, and so on and so forth, which is that haggis that our manhiga that I've given, which is fine. I mean, that's a psak halacha. But a person has to understand there's a sugya. The sugya is that's being mehafich min akotza lakotza what should be. It's a tremendous chisaron in the person's mitzias of a rav or a mashpia if he needs it. And we're doing it with the evidence because Eifat Hashem, there isn't other way that a person today could work in a law firm and be a ma'abed tzayra. It's just not, unless you've worked there 30, 40 years, and someone's working for you, you're sitting back. It's not going to happen. Nobody can go to be Talmud Chacham without sitting half a dozen or 10 years in Cairo. So tachlis, we're doing what we're doing because that's the only way we can make it happen. But a person has to understand that there's a certain b'di'avid in it. It compromises a lot of a person's ability to be effective, and at least be aware of it. On a second level, emotionally, that we can do something about, but it's very hard to avoid it. A rebbe stands in front of a cliff. I think he did something to it up there, whatever it is, to it up there. Lashing out at the kid can be a chinuch point for the kid. It can also satisfy an emotional need for the Rebbe. You know, I need that the kid should be taught a lesson so that I feel good about myself, and so on. Understanding, and again, kulay vulay, that everybody's a human being and everybody has his things, but at least understand two things. Understand that any time you get something out of it, Reb Chaim Shlomitz used to speak about kavod. He used to speak about Moshe Rabbeinu that he said, "I didn't tell anyone haveli as makli. You bring me my makel." So Reb Chaim would say, "Fine. So money we take care of. But what about kavod? A manik lives off a tzibur in the kavod aspect." You know, where did that come into play? So, and Reb Chaim used to be very blunt and earthy. He used to say about himself. He said, "My shlepsich down to Bnei Brak to Bachas Chasana with Mesiras Nefesh. It's for the Bachas to tell us. It's they should call me up for Siddur Kedusha." That's the way he would. I mean, it was very Reb Chaim had a certain way of speaking. The relationship, in the Mashpia Mushpa relationship, in the Rav Sibur relationship, it's much worse because it's Be'etzem and Akira on the Teichin of it. That's the, so a person should be happy with the fact that he doesn't need them for anything. Somebody can make it without the money in Hashem Atovla, it's Kamat Matmatsi, but every other Eifin, whatever we can figure out, that's the right Mahalach. And the covet is when a person is able, a person thinks that if he wears a not so nice thing, it's not nichbad by people's eyes. So there is something. So the Gemara said that the begadim are covet, but they're nusim chabdusa. But if a person, if the difference between going dressed well or not going dressed well is if you take it with a tzibur or not, that is something that the real covet is when you can tell people, when people hear that you're not taking anything from them, then it's kulei mashpia, that they stand in front of you as mushpoim, because that's the matzah of it. Okay, any shalas?
So we're saying, sum it up in my mind, we're saying ever from Allah of Snoit Rabbonah, so you can have a Madriga, for example, an Emerson Melech that is neither, that is above all that.
Yes.
So he's above, and then you have the next Madriga, somebody
that... Emerson the Olam is already, I once said of Shat, that's why Melech, the Tash of the Melech is that Melech can take anything he wants from the people. Everything is fair game. It sounds stunning. What's the Pshat in it? I once said the pshat is that way he doesn't owe anything to anybody else. You gave it to me. I'm entitled to it.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that the Torah was magnet to him automatically takes him off the welfare rolls of being Tolly people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you have the second madrigal of Eves HaMalacha. And then the lowest one is a case of Rabbonus, which
right,
we're saying is...
A person welcomes the fact that people... It's very interesting. People are sometimes are born with matias. I had a chav of mine, my age, yeshiva, early 20s, same age I was, who had a mishnah they could need for covet. Not a bad person, not a bad tamchach, not a guy. Mamash, he referred to Rabbanu Shtik when he was a 21-year-old. And he was once giving a shir on in the summer somewhere. He spoke about covet atayim. He asked, what's the Indian of Kavod HaTorah? So he said, Be'emes, you owe a tremendous amount you have a lot of money because he's giving you Torah. It's wonderful. But you're not allowed to because there's money b'chinam, fata b'chinam. So the Torah said, so give him Kavod at least. Pay him back with Kavod. That was the way the person. I don't know. I was shaming how a perverted person can see the hefech. You know, money b'chinam. The money is the lowest end of it. The ego gratification is the gufa d'ufta. But the person saw it through his own eyes. That's why he saw it.
Can I ask Rabbi Ashayla about something else?
Sure.
I heard a shiur that Rabbi gave about Parshas Korach. I'm not sure which year it was. On sort of